The Tour de Habitat is making a comeback this year after a few years off. The cycling event is a fundraiser for Habitat for Humanity Capital District and is set for September 26th in Albany. But we want to broaden the conversation and really talk about that event, but also what Habitat for Humanity does in our region. So we are joined by the tour organizer, George DePiro, who joins us and will tell us about the cycling part of this. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks, Joe.
Christine Schutte is here as well. She is Executive Director at Habitat for Humanity Capital District.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being here. And Jeff Clark is Executive Director for Habitat for Humanity Northern Saratoga, Warren, and Washington County. So I assume you two, hello, good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
I assume you two tag team a lot.
No, actually, we don't. We were talking about that in the green room that I was at a meeting. We were both at a meeting this morning. And I was asked that question. I said, well, no, you know, Habitat affiliates are all under the same umbrella. We're family, but we're doing very different work.
Right. We're all independently operated affiliates. So yeah. Habitat Capital District is serving Albany County, Rensselaer County, and Southern Saratoga County. And then Jeff takes everything north of that, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So give us a sense of, tell us what's going on in your shop, and then we'll go to the northern reaches of our listening area.
Sure. So in Albany, we're building in the Sheridan Hollow neighborhood. So that's sort of a subset of Arbor Hill neighborhood right up the street from the Palace Theater. And we have 24 houses that are under construction or about to be under construction. That's our biggest project in the region. And what's really great about the Sheridan Hollow project is that it's not just Habitat. It's Habitat working with other developers, working with the city, working with New York State, Homes and Community Renewal, and really focusing on the entire neighborhood versus just a house-by-house approach. So we're building 24 homes there. There are some commercial and retail investments being made. Habitat's office will move down to the neighborhood, hopefully by the end of this year. And we're working with a lot of other partners to make it a great place for everyone to live and work. We also just finished up 13 houses in South Troy, right on Burden Avenue. Those were all brand new homes as well. And we are in the process of rehabbing a house in North Central Troy. So we've got a lot going on.
Absolutely a lot going on. All right, Jeff, what do you have going on? I assume also a lot going on.
By comparison, nothing. the Northern affiliate has done 25 houses in the last 25 years. And that's what I'm supposed to be helping change. We were hoping to start our second house now in Saratoga. It'll be our first build actually within the city limits. And we've just had some delays. So our goal now is to do three houses next year. Thanks to the city, we have property. One place has to be brought down. And we're talking about that now. And I'm determined that the Saratoga Builders Association has been a good partner of ours, and they're going to help on the first house at 195 Division Street. And then 26 Cherry Street is going to be a duplex, and they will help with that as well, I hope. And then we're going to make the other side a women build, because this affiliate has never done a women build before and should.
Yeah.
So what is a – tell me about a women build. I mean, I'm sure it is what it sounds like. It
is. Primarily. I mean, it basically came out of Habitat's history where women were not necessarily considered great building partners and would be given menial tasks and maybe go get some coffee for me or something like that. Mm. My first experience was when I worked with the affiliate in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and the governor's wife at the time, Michelle Ridge, was the figurehead of that build, and she actually came out and did some pretty good work. And it has grown. It's a nationwide element of Habitat. And in Schenectady, we did, I'm going to say, six or seven women-built houses while I was there, and still doing it. It's an important piece because women are perfectly capable of that sort of thing. If and when they need a little hand, maybe with a heavy lift, they'll let a couple guys come in and do that. But it's primarily women, and it's a very empowering thing. And we've got a lot of women on our affiliate that do great work, and they're looking forward to it.
And we actually find in Albany and Troy that the majority of our volunteers are women. So Women Build is a great way to get people involved and to To empower women to get out on the construction site, but also to advocate for affordable housing. So we certainly aren't seeing a lack of women there, and we're always appreciative of everyone's work that volunteers with us.
Absolutely. All right, George, we're moving the focus onto you. Let's talk about Tour to Habitat, which will raise money for the Capital Region efforts of Habitat for Humanity. So you did this, you've been on for a number of years, and then
me the organizer would be too generous this year.
Oh, come on, George.
I've been kind of busy.
An organizer?
An organizer would be more true. I've been kind of busy, building and getting a brewery running this year.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. It was, what was it, maybe 8 years ago? I can't remember when we did the first one.
2008 was the first Tour to Habitat. 2008.
Okay, so 2008 was the first one, and it was my idea. I'll take credit for the idea. I had an idea. I wanted to do a charity bike ride, and I talked with the people at Habitat, you weren't there at that time.
Not quite.
And they had great resources. I like what they do, and so we teamed up, and the first year was pretty slow, and the second year was a little better, and by the fifth year we did it, we had well over 100 riders. We raised over $25,000. It was actually becoming quite a great little thing. And then I left Albany to go start Druthers up in Saratoga Springs, and so the ride stopped. But now I'm back in Albany with the new Druthers, and Christine called me back in February, I think it was, and said, how would you like to do the ride again? And I was thinking about it, but I was thinking about it for next year because it's like, I don't have time for this year. But when she called, I was like, well, what the heck.
You made time for it.
Yeah, we'll do it. And so now here we are, just a couple of weeks away.
So there are four different routes in lengths of 10 miles, 25 miles, 50 miles, and 100 miles.
Yes. So there's something for everyone. You don't have to be an avid cyclist like George. Maybe you will do the 10-mile race instead of the 100-mile ride. But it's family-friendly. The routes are great. George has plotted them out throughout Albany County. And it's going to be a really fun day. And to work with Druthers, too, is really fun, too, since they're new in town.
Tell us a little about the routes, George. I know you go to great pains to figure this out.
Yes, actually. It's annoying how hard it is to do. The 100-mile route is a nice little jaunt through all of Albany County. You get to the halfway mark right about Rensselaerville, which is a very cute little town.
Absolutely.
But it is very little, even on a bike.
And hilly.
Yeah, you can miss it. Even biking, if you blink a little too much.
Yeah, George says it's a cute little jaunt. It's a really challenging route,
I was about
actually.
To say.
Yeah, it gets pretty hilly out there.
It gets hilly, but when we first started the Tour to Habitat, I was kind of hoping to make it some sort of crazy exclusive ride where we'd get lots of hardcore cyclists from around the region, like the greater Northeast. And I realized, I think it was on the third year when I was going up one of the more challenging hills, past a woman who was doing her very first century, struggling up that hill. It's like, wow, I'm really hurting people. This isn't cool. And so we changed the route after that. And it's, even though it still has the same altitude gain, it comes in different increments. So there's nothing nearly as steep as in the original incarnations of it. So it's much gentler climbing, but still the 100-mile route is challenging. You have to be in good shape for that. I won't be riding that this year because I've been too busy. I'm not riding enough to do that. But the 50-mile route is a lot easier. There are a couple of hills on it, but none of them are too terrible. And just when you think, I don't want to hit another hill, it's all downhill back to Albany.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad. And the 25-mile route takes you, the only hill is up in the city of Albany, the only hill of consequence. Then you get just before you'll see this rather intimidating hill in front of you, but you get to turn around at the bottom of it and come back. So that's pretty good. And then the 10-mile ride is just a flat ride along the river on the Corning Preserve Trail to Waterville and back. So that's totally family friendly.
So when he says easy and use those words, you put him in, you bring him down to earth and right.
So I'm not a cyclist. So I would say the 10-mile one is easy. It's flat.
It doesn't get any easier than that.
The other ones are a bit of a challenge.
Sure it does.
But you want to earn your after party. You want to, really put in some good work for Habitat.
The after party we really should be talking about because...
Okay, what is the after party?
After you do your great achievement on whichever route you choose, you do get two free pints of beer and a buffet meal at Druthers in Albany. And you can invite a guest to come along also for a nominal fee that, did we ever set what that was? My chef never got back to me. Yeah, $15. There you go. So for a pretty reasonable price, they get to eat along with you. And that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and all of the money comes right back into Habitat for Humanity, so it'll help us build more homes in Sheridan Hollow and Troy and keep us building year-round. We build 5 days a week year-round, so we've got a lot of work to do, and all of the riders will help make that happen for us.
So while this event doesn't does help Capital District, it doesn't go to North Country, but I assume you have your own fundraising efforts underway.
Well, that's part of the reason I'm there, Joe.
Yes. And what kind of things do you do throughout the
day? Well, they've done a number of things in the past. They've done, you know, fairly typical things, golf outings and mm-hmm. such. Last year they had an Oktoberfest event. But this year we are in the rebuilding process, and we're going to have some exciting things next year. Mm-hmm. But for the moment, we're just kind of pushing forward with the projects, trying to get them going so that we can actually show that we're doing what we said we would do.
So I ask you both this question. Is it a hard sell in the sense of when you go out into the community and you say we want to address this issue of affordable housing, we want to look at we want to bring people together to create the housing in our community, and obviously we need funds for that. I know raising money in anything is difficult, but do you find it to be a really hard sell?
You know, I think it used to be a little bit harder for us. It's not as easy to pitch the idea of investing in affordable housing than it is for any of the number of great organizations that work to fight diseases and that work on issues that affect everyone equally. Yes. Across the board. So I think for us, and probably for you too, Jeff, is really trying to sell not just the impact to one family, but the impact on a neighborhood. And how is Habitat changing an entire neighborhood and strengthening a city and working in Saratoga and working in Albany and Troy? And so that's what Habitats across the country are starting to focus on more, is we're always changing an individual family's life for the better. But now we're also focused on entire communities. And so when you make that case to someone, I think they can see themselves in it a little bit more. They can see how they fit into the picture.
Yeah, and there are a number of measurable impacts that Habitat has. The one that I talk about a lot is the fact that a dollar spent on Habitat tends to have a six-time minimum turnaround in the community. So if we spend, $50,000 on materials, by the end result of that is more like $300,000. And then you can go back and you can check some of the other social elements. And Habitat has moved strongly in that direction in the past couple of years, to be able to go in and have a good conversation to say there is real value here for the community. And so, it makes a stronger case.
I want to just give out two email addresses. One is glensfallshabitat.org for your work in the North Country, Jeff. It's glensfallshabitat.org. Also, for information on the Habitat for Humanity Capital District is Habitat CD, which would stand for Capital District. Right. HabitatCD.org, HabitatCD.org, which you can also find information for the tour to Habitat, which is happening on September 26th in Albany. And so how are things at Druthers?
Oh, they're fabulous.
Delicious.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, things are going really well there. It was, in the brewery end of things, it was a rough start. We had some challenges with our equipment, but we've overcome them. We're starting to get a little bit more routine.
What's a brewery challenge?
Oh, boy, there's so many. One of them, here's a major one, a mill didn't show up. There was no mill on the truck for grinding the malt.
All right.
That's fairly major. So
you call these guys up. You get a whole...
Yeah. We build it for you.
You have a women build. Yeah. They all
build
come
a
in
mill.
And they build your mill.
Yeah, we had a temporary mill for a while that was very much undersized for our system, so it took four times longer to mash in than it needed to. It was annoying. That's it's one thing to brew for 13 hours if you get, two full batches out of it. But when you brew 13 hours just to make one batch, it's like, wow, that was a long day.
So things are better now.
Things are better now.
Good.
Yes.
Right. Excellent. Well,
Joe, if I may,
absolutely.
Toss in a plug for the Saratoga
Please.
Builders Association Showcase of Homes starting next weekend.
At the Saratoga... Or where?
All over there. I believe there are a dozen homes.
Excellent.
That people can tour, and it's an annual fundraiser for Habitat, and the Builders Association is a great supporter of ours.
Saratoga Builders Association, I assume, is there information on the website?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. GlensFallsHabitat.org for that, GlensFallsHabitat.org. Also, HabitatCD.org for more information, HabitatCD for information on the Tour to Habitat as well as Habitat for Humanity Capital District. Christine and Jeff and George, I thank you all for being here. Have a great event, and also just congratulations and thank you for the wonderful work you do in the communities. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
A lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.